Okay, good evening all. We're in the middle of the 25th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the mitzvah to believe in God. So we will pick up right from where we left off yesterday. So Shoresh mitzvah zo, ein tzarich biyor. So the chinuch doesn't mince any words over here. He says quite simply, you want to know what the root of this mitzvah is? He says, doesn't need any explanation. The fact that we should believe in God is sort of self-explanatory. Yadua hadavar v'nigla lakol. It's a known fact. It's obvious to everyone. Ki ha'emuna hazos yisod hadas. That this is essentially the foundation of our Jewish faith. V'asher lo yamin bazek kofir ba'ikar. If you don't believe in this, then you deny the basic principles of Judaim. Ve'in lo chilek uzuchus im Yisrael. And you don't have any merits and portion with the Jewish people. So he's obviously pretty harsh about this. You could understand why. If you don't believe in God, then what's the point of it all, according to what he writes? V'inyan ha'amana, who, the description of believing in God, what is it? Sheikba b'nafsho sheha'em eskin, that you have to establish in your mind that this is the truth, that there is one God who created everything. And there is absolutely no any other alternative to this. V'im yishael alav, and if a person would be asked about what do they believe in, yashiv lakol shoel shezeh ya'amin libo. A person has to respond that this is what his heart believes, this is the truth. Velo yodeh b'chiluf zeh afilu yomru lahargo. And even if someone comes over and threatens to kill you, you have to say, sorry, even if you kill me, I believe in God. If you want to kill me, kill me. That is what it is. Shekol zeh machazik v'koveya ha'amana salif. This is the reason why this is part of, the reason why this is necessary is because when you're able to sort of enunciate this, you're able to express that you believe in God, that will sort of strengthen your heart if you can verbalize it. When you advance the thought in your mind and the belief in your heart into actual words, the Ritzoni Lomar, that the Chinuch means to say, that when a person expresses something that they have or feel in their heart, then that will essentially strengthen their actual belief system. So when you say it out loud, that's what makes you feel like you actually really believe it. And if you want to even go to a higher levels of wisdom to make the faith in God even stronger, to understand and believe in God, not with just your heart, but also with your eyes, and to find decisive proof that there is a God. To prove that this belief system that you had, that it's not just based on faith, of course, you believe in it because of the faith you have, but that there's more. To believe that there is nothing, no other alternative reality to this, as you came mitzvah say zo mitzvah min amufchar. If you're able to prove that God exists, right? The Rambam lists how Abraham found God, and so there are ways to find God throughout the world through logical proofs and through seeing and deciding and figuring things out with your own eyes. If you're able to do that, then you'll fulfill this mitzvah at an even higher level. Dinei mitzvah zu. What are the laws of this mitzvah? Kagon mashemuchayav alino lehamin alav. Exactly what are we supposed to believe explicitly? Shekol ha'yichuves. And what is that? So that all ability, all greatness, strength, and splendor in this world, and all glory, all blessing, and all endurance, should all be ascribed to Him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And though we don't have the ability to even come close to understanding, and certainly we don't have the ability to express how great God is, the only one who can completely express the greatness and explain the greatness of God is God Himself. And we have to realize that once we start saying anything about who God is, then that's just not going to make any sense. It's not going to be possible, because we'll obviously be lacking in something when we try to describe His greatness. And the other concepts that sort of come out of this at the end of the day, there's also an idea, obviously, that we believe that God does not have a body, and there's no physicality to Him, nor any strength that comes out of a physicality from Him, because when it comes to physical bodies are lacking in something, and therefore it can't be God. And God doesn't have any sort of deficiency, therefore God cannot have a body. Many other additional concepts like this that sort of extend on our knowledge of God. So usually he'll explain that it's found in a certain masechta. So this really isn't so much found in a single masechta. Rather, he says that it can be found in many of the books written by people who know things about God. And fortunate are those who are able to merit to kiaz yikaimu mitzvah mitzvah zo al bria. Those who are able to understand and learn more about God, those people are very fortunate in this world, because you'll be able to fulfill this mitzvah in an even better manner, in the absolute perfect manner. This mitzvah applies in all times and all occasions, to men and to women. And so what's the punishment if you don't believe in this? Well, you don't get lashes, rather you just don't get any portion with the Jewish people. You're not really, obviously you're always considered Jewish, but you just don't have a portion with us. As we have said before, some mitzvahs we know apply on certain times of the year or certain times during the day. This mitzvah doesn't have any specific time to be done, rather it has to be done constantly. That every single moment of every single person's life has to be filled with believing in God and knowing that He is true. And the only way to do that is to also strengthen in this every single day. Right? It's important, it's an imperative, as the Chinuch seems to explicitly say, that one has to strengthen themselves every single day to try to believe a little bit more and try to trust in God a little bit more, which is not always easy to find God in everything and see God in everything, but that is what this mitzvah is all about, trusting and believing in God more and more with every single passing second of every passing day. And that brings us to the end of mitzvah chafeh, and God willing, next time we'll continue with mitzvah chafav. For now, we'll stop right here.